kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Councillor Jennifer Deason mula City of KC ng Traden Ward. Welcome sa SBS.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Marital. Thanks for having me here. Yeah.
Kwento ng pakikipagsapalaran, hamon at tagumpay. Ito ang Pinoys in Australia. Jennifer, ikaw ay isinilang sa Pilipinas.
Opo.
Lumaki sa Pilipinas.
Tama po.
Lumipat kayo nung 12 years old ka.
Yes po.
Bakit kayo lumipat sa Australia?
In search of a better life po, Maridel, to be fair. And lumaki po kami ng mahirap. Wala po kami masyadong, well, my family came from a lower socioeconomic background and hence my parents wanted to migrate in search of a better life.
Kasama mo yung buong pamilya?
Si mami lang po, tsaka si daddy ko.
So, tatlo lang kayo?
Opo, I'm an only child.
Ah, matipid. Only child, lumipat kayo dito, wala kang kakilala. Ano yung feeling mo nung lumapag yung eroplano sa Australia?
Well, my first thought was, the air is very clean. There's no pollution. And I was just bracing myself for hopefully a better life, and I was just hoping to make some friends.
Walang jeep? Starts.
Wala pong jeep.
So, nung 12 years old ka, iniwanan mo yung mga kaibigan mo, mm-hmm. iniwanan mo yung bahay mo. Mm-hmm. Ano yung feeling nung mga unang buwan mo dito?
Well, we came here in November of 2006. I was just about to start school in about January, just a few months after. My first thought, I think, when we went to the shops, because that was the first thing we did when we landed. Everything was expensive because I was converting everything into peso. So that was my first thought. And yeah, my auntie who helped us settle just took me to the relevant places, i.e. the shops, the bus stops, because my parents didn't drive at that time. We didn't have a car yet. So everyone was very friendly, actually.
Yeah. Sino yung una mong kaibigan? Naalala mo?
Not really. Well, when school started, I was very quiet, but because I had the strongest American accent. And, you know, I didn't really have friends and I was just trying to get used to the way of living. But to answer your question, I actually don't remember my first friend.
May pinsan ka dito?
Opo.
So, pwedeng sabihin sila yung mga una mong kaibigan?
Actually, yeah. That's fair. That's fair to say. And, yeah, the age gap isn't that far ahead anyway. I think they're a few years older, like 5 to 7 years.
So, tinuruan ka nila mag-Australian English?
Opo. Ganun na nga.
So, fast forward.
Opo.
Nag-aral ka ng law.
Yes po.
So, nung bata ka ba, palagi mong, did you ever always want to become a lawyer or a solicitor?
No. I actually wanted to become a doctor growing up because my parents wanted me to do something in the science field and to follow the family's footsteps pretty much. So, that's what I wanted to be. And then I reached VCE, year 11, year 12. I did all the science subjects, everything that were prerequisites for medicine. But I absolutely hated it. I realized it was not my passion, and I found my passion in leadership and public speaking, as well as debating. I really loved debating team. I was in the school's debating team, and I represented the school. Oh, my team, anyway. I led the whole team to represent us nationally.
Hence law.
Hence law!
Pasado pa rin sa mga gusto ng mga Pinoy na parents, di ba?
Tama po, tama
po. Doktor, abogado, engineer, pare at madre. yung mga top five.
That's true.
Mahirap ba maging abogado sa Australia?
I would say yes. From law school po.
So, nag-Monash ka?
Monash po.
So, straight law school yun, hindi ba?
I did arts in psychology and law po. So, I did a double degree. To be very frank, I wanted to be a lawyer, but then I also had a backup, which was psychology, and hence I did the double degree, just in case law didn't work out. In law school, I juggled multiple part-time roles because I just wanted to save up. And, you know, as I said, I grew up with almost nothing. So I wanted to contribute to our finances. So I did three part-time jobs. At some point, I did three part-time jobs at once.
So may social life ka pa nun?
I actually did, surprisingly. I think kapag po bata ka, ang daming energy eh.
Oo. Parang ayaw mong magpahinga.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was like back in law school. But yeah, to answer your question, it was quite a task, especially managing all these part-time roles, a social life, and
so iniisip ko nung lumipat ka sa Australia, nung naka-adjust ka na high school hanggang year 12, mm-hmm. parang active yung social life mo.
I was very active.
So hindi ka ba nahirapan na, ay, Pinoy ako? Kasi nabanggit mo kung saan ka lumaki,
opo,
bibihira yung Pinoy.
Opo. Yeah, I grew up in Dandenong, and as I mentioned to you before the interview, I actually didn't have Filipino friends. And initially, I didn't have any friends at school because I was a very shy kid. But then I somehow ended up in a singing group, and I joined it's a very, very typical Pinoy po, ano. I ended up joining a talent competition, and people just started gravitating to me, and everyone knew me, and hence I gained a lot of friends. But I struggled a bit growing up with my Tagalog po, because, you know, I would speak to my parents in English. I would respond. I understood Tagalog, but I would respond in English because it was a lot easier then. But then initially, I struggled with also my sense of identity. Growing up in Australia as a Filipino, it was a bit hard to navigate the values.
Sasabihin ba natin na medyo conservative ka kung ihahambing sa mga teenager dito sa Australia?
I would say at that time po.
Na-scandalize ka ba sa mga topics pag mga...
Yes, 100%. It was definitely a lot more conservative back in my school.
So paano mo ni-navigate yun? Kasi sa Pilipinas, tinuruan tayo na tama palagi yung teacher.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah.
So anong sinabi ng teacher, susundin mo. Pero dito sa classroom, ini-encourage ka na to speak your mind out.
Yeah.
Diba? At tatanungin kanila na, ano sa tingin mo?
Yeah.
Diba? Think outside the box, hindi masyadong academic. Paano mo ni-navigate yun?
Just going back to your first point, just to share a bit of experience to the listeners, I do recall in my first week when I had a maths teacher who was telling a kid off because he was just being very, I don't know, I think he was noisy, he wasn't paying attention, and the kid threw a chair towards the teacher.
Wow.
So that was a bit of a culture shock for me, firstly. But to answer your question, I think I just naturally adjusted to the way of teaching here, and I kept my polite stance as well. I didn't really like the attitude that some of the kids showed towards the teachers. But I still kept my polite stance, I guess, growing up. I still kept that value in me.
Hinanap mo ba yung nagdadasal bago every class?
That was, I did miss that. I also went to a Catholic school in the Philippines. So
bawat klase, di ba? Tapos pag recess, magdadasal, bago kumain. So yun yung mga bagay-bagay na parang, uy, bakit ganun?
Yeah, it was nice. It was definitely nice. And like people would greet the teachers as well when they come into the classroom in the Philippines. Good morning, Mrs.
Dito, wala.
Wala pong ganun.
Ikaw ba yung isa sa mga school leaders nung high school?
Yeah, I was. I have always been passionate about leading a group of people since I was in grade 1, I think.
So, hindi ka ba nahirapan dahil ikaw yung, sabihin natin, natatanging Asian, Pinoy, sa eskwelahan ninyo sa Dandenong? Hindi ka nahirapan na, Uy, boto. Kasi boboto sila para sa'yo, di ba?
Opo. Noong una po, yes, I only started leadership programs po in year 9. The first 2 years, I was just, yeah, I thought people would be, you know, a bit more racist down that area. But as I said, like, I did a lot of extracurricular activities that naturally gravitated people to me. And in high school, people would want to be friends with people who are well-known.
Yes.
So they would want to associate themselves with people who are known to everyone. So in year 9, I became the middle school captain, so one of the 4 middle school captains. And then, yeah, people just voted for me, I think, because I knew everyone, really.
And year 12.
And then year 11, I became the student representative council president, the youngest one, actually.
Wow.
Because that position usually goes to a year 12.
12.
But I always knew that I wanted to focus in year 12. I wanted a good ATAR. So I wanted to do that. I didn't want to do much extracurricular activities in year 12, so I could focus on my academics. And hence I ran for student representative council president position. It was a bit of a wishful thinking for me, but people somehow voted for me. And I became the youngest one for, I think it's been about 20-something years since.
So nung nag-college ka na, nag-uni ka.
Yes po.
At sabi mo, ay, ako maging doktor.
Yeah.
Naiyak ba yung magulang mo?
Noong una po, I think because they've always wanted me to become a doctor, it was, I would say they were a bit disappointed, but then they saw that my real passion was in law and they saw me doing well with my grades and they saw me being happy with what I was doing. So, yeah, they started supporting it and now they're the proudest parents I know.
Grabe, di ba? Tapos, nagkaroon ka pa ng panahon para magtrabaho sa Council of Casey bilang counselor. Dahil, siguro hindi alam ng marami na kung counselor ka, parang volunteer yung trabaho na yon. Yeah. Pero kailangan meron ka pang sariling trabaho para mabuhay ka.
That's
so,
right.
Abogado ka pa.
Yeah.
So, anong law ang pinapractice mo? Corporate law?
I'm doing owner's corporation law, insurance law, and building and construction. Those are my 3 main areas of specialty.
So, ang busy nun, di ba?
Sobra.
Lalo na
sobra,
ngayon.
Sobra.
Saan ka kumukuha ng panahon para ikutin mo pa yung mga pangangailangan sa council mo, sa ward mo?
Yeah, well, to be completely honest, Maridel, initially it was very hard because I was still learning how to do my I was still learning how to become a counselor. And still learning my ways through it. But nowadays, I plan ahead. So, for example, on a Sunday night, if I know that I have a council briefing or events during the week, I would make sure that I plan my work in accordance with those schedules. I think I'm very lucky to have a very flexible working arrangement. And I'm a senior lawyer now. So I think the company trusts that I'll do the right thing. So yeah, that's how I do it. I plan ahead and I make sure to just stay calm.
So, kailan mo na-decision na gusto ko yata maging counselor? O ito ba yung parang nag-gravitate ka na lang doon kasi na-miss mo rin yung community vibe dahil sa school, hindi ba?
Yes po. I think I've always been active in the community anyway. I used to do a lot of volunteer work for the less fortunate because, as I said, I grew up with nothing or close to nothing. So the least I wanted to do was to give back to my community. So I've always been active in that space.
At nag-tutor ka?
I used to tutor disadvantaged kids, actually, when I was in uni. Because, yeah, as I said, I just wanted to make sure that I give back to my community and that's the least I could really do. But to answer your question as to why and how I gravitated towards the role, I'm not sure if you would be aware, but the city of Casey didn't have counselors for about 4 years because of allegations of corruption.
Yes.
And, you know, our residents, including myself, have suffered from being run by bureaucrats and we didn't have representatives. So then I thought, you know what? Like, I think I would be the right person to make a positive change for the city of Casey. And I'm hoping that we have accountable people in the years ahead because, as I said, those people were alleged to have corrupted the community, and I wanted good people in there, and I was confident in myself that I would do the right thing.
At 2024,
yeah,
na-elect ka.
That's right.
Bilang isang independent.
Tama po.
Wow. Mahirap yun kasi wala kang backing ng political party, hindi ba?
Yes po. Exactly. Yeah, I...
So, saan ka kumuha ng manpower ng mga kampanya para sa'yo?
Wala po masyadong manpower, actually. So, it was just my mom, my dad, my husband, and myself. And then, throughout time po, during campaigning for... I only campaigned for 6 weeks, I think. I met people, and those people have volunteered to help me with, you know, letterboxing, spreading the word. So yeah, initially, just 4 people.
And then apat just, na Pinoy.
Tama po, apat na Pinoy. So yung parents ko lang, asawa ko, tsaka ako. So
anong sinasabi ng asawa mo? Jennifer, paano naman ako? May time ka ba for me?
He's always been very supportive, but I'm not gonna lie. Initially, it was pretty hard. And because I'm also very busy with my role as a lawyer as well as this. But I think now he's learned, or he's just very happy for me. He's seen my real passion in community work, and he's seen how much, you know, this makes me happy, and yeah, now he's all good. We try to go out on dates every once in a while, though. So I don't wanna...
Mahalaga rin kasi yung may oras ka para sa sarili mo.
Oh, naman po.
Marami, no? Pag lumipat sila sa Australia, marami, lalo na nung teenager ka, nahihirapan sila. Pero parang ikaw, nag-ease into ka lang sa bago mong buhay. Masasabi mo ba na malaking bahaging yun ay yung attitude mo?
Oo naman po. 100%. I still kept my values growing up. And also, as I said, my bit of singing helped in gaining friends. But yeah, I was just really motivated to do well in this country because not everyone gets this opportunity.
So proud na proud ngayon ng magulang.
Sobra po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.